Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Country Heat Weekly ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Also, we're on cameras, too.
Holy crap.
Just want to make sure you know.
Holy.
Yeah. Put your brim up just so we can see your eyes.
My grandma was always like, turn your head up. I can't see your eyes.
Hello, everybody, from the Country Heat House in Nashville, Tennessee, where we will not be spending very much time over the next few weeks. I'm Kelly Sutton.
And I'm Amber Anderson. By the time you'll be listening to this show, Kelly and I will be out in California with producer Jay covering Stagecoach.
Yes.
Cannot wait.
I know. It's going to be so fun.
I'm so excited. And basically, we're gone until the middle of May.
I looked at my calendar and I'm like, all right, well, I love you guys. I'll be home in about a month or so because we have a lot to do. Lots of packing cubes in our future. But today, we have Amazon Music breakthrough artist to watch, Nate Smith, joining us right here in the studio.
We need to do that again.
We do?
Yes, because you left something out of the title.
I did?
Yes. Remember we talked about this. I was like, you need to practice.
Okay.
He is Amazon Music breakthrough artist to watch and ACM new male vocalist nominee, Nate Smith.
I totally just tricked you into saying that so I didn't have to.
It's a mouthful. There's a lot going on there.
Oh, it's so good.
Well, I can't wait to talk to him about all those things in just a few minutes. Earlier this year, we did a quick feature on Nate when he was named a breakthrough artist to watch. And that was back during the Old Dominion episode.
Yeah, that's right.
Which we just encored last week. So if you missed that, go back and listen. So now we'll get to hear all about all the good things that are happening for him, including releasing his self-titled debut album the same day he plays Stagecoach.
You know that's going to be really special for him. I mean, not only he gets to play Stagecoach and he's got his debut album out, but he's a California native.
Yeah.
So he gets to do all of this on home turf.
I love it.
In fact, he's from Paradise, California. And if you remember correctly, that was a town that was really wiped out by that deadly campfire that happened, I think, 2018. It was the biggest wildfire in California history.
Yeah, we'll need to talk to him about that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that had a huge impact on him. But his debut album is incredible. His sound is a little different, but familiar. So we'll dig into that on this episode.
Absolutely. And then in the next couple of weeks, we are taking this podcast on the road, everybody. So pack your bags. Next week, we are bringing you all the highlights from Stagecoach in California. And then a week after that, we're heading to Texas, everybody. The ACM Awards, and we're going to be there for all of the action.
And then somewhere in there, we're going to be talking to Garth Brooks. You know, just chatting it up with Garth, who's hosting the ACM Awards for the very first time.
I know you already know this, but we have the best gig ever.
We do. We really do. We have no complaints.
Life is full of personal wins, whether it's cleaning your house, getting that dream car, or checking off your to-do list. Winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling home and auto. So give yourself a round of applause. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Right now, though, we need to sort through some of the music news that's been coming in.
Okay, let's start by saying congratulations to Hardy, who has his first ever number one at rock radio.
Yep.
How interesting is this? It's for his song Jack that's off the hybrid album, The Mockingbird and the Crow.
And if you heard our episode with Hardy when the album came out, you know that he was heavily influenced by rock growing up.
I was a kid, a child in the 90s. I was a teenager in the early 2000s. And so that was kind of the music that really influenced me. And so that was like Three Doors Down, Linkin Park, Limp Bizkit, Puddle of Mud, Stained, all the post-grunge stuff, Foo Fighters, and Stone Temple Pilots. I mean, the list goes on and on. But that era of music was my bread and butter for kind of carving out my sound, I guess you would say.
So it's pretty cool that his song is on rock playlists with those artists now.
Amber, I just realized something.
Uh-oh, what's that?
We saw Hardy last week.
Yeah.
We didn't congratulate him on his number one rock record. We didn't even talk to him about being the most nominated artist going into this year's ACM Awards. We failed.
We did.
We did.
But in our defense, we weren't chatting with him in work mode.
No.
That was like total like hang, chill, friend vibe.
Mm-hmm.
His sister Madison just opened a new beauty parlor here in Nashville and invited us to the grand opening.
Yes, Madison Dennis. She's amazing. And you know, any chance that we get to play with makeup, we're in. So it was really fun.
Facts.
Mm-hmm.
We want to play with makeup all the time. All the time. We spent a lot of time talking to Madison and their mom.
Yes.
About everything but music. And when Hardy walked in, or Michael, as they lovingly call him, he was just there being a supportive big brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. We weren't really thinking about music, to be honest.
Well, congratulations to the whole family. Obviously, they're all overachievers and we love them all.
Yes, we do. We also got word this week that Cody Johnson's next album will be another double album. It'll be called Cody Johnson Leather, and it has 24 songs on it.
Or six more than his last double album, Human, had.
Do we have a release date yet for that project?
No. It is interesting, though. He says it's going to be released differently than Human was, and it will be around the end of the year or the beginning of next year. So it kind of sounds like he might be rolling it out in stages. Human came all at one time. So this might be bits and pieces.
Hmm. So interesting.
I know.
We should see him at the ACM Awards.
Yeah.
So we'll definitely have to dig and see what we can find out about the new project. So Maren Morris spilled a little sweet tea this week. Did you see that?
I did. She's working on her next album, which is really not that surprising. But it seems to be that she's working on it in New York, which is a bit more surprising.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which would also explain why she wasn't at the number one party last week for the Jordan Davis song her hubby, Ryan Hurd, wrote, What My World Spins Around.
You said, however, their little guy, Hayes, was at the party, but no Maren.
Yes, Hayes was there. He's so cute. But yeah, Ryan was on dad duty.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's the big reveal. So we know Maren is working with producer Jack Antonoff,
who, of course, is best known for his recent work with a young lady named Taylor Swift.
Okay. What does it all mean?
I don't know.
Maren has always had one foot into the pop world. Do you think she's trying to lean more that direction?
I don't know. But let's just throw out the invitation. Maren, you are invited to come sit down and talk to us whenever you're ready to spill all the tea about this new project.
Yes, Maren, please come talk to us. And also, please let us know why you're in New York and if you're going to be doing Wicked. And if you are, when we can get tickets, because we love you and we want to watch you on Broadway.
We didn't want to throw out our conspiracy theory, but we just did.
I did. It all came running out in one full sentence and I couldn't stop it.
That's one thing we've been manifesting is like Maren on Broadway, Maren in Wicked. We need this in our life.
I think that has to happen. I'm really hoping that that's why she's in New York. Okay. Finally, another baby announcement. Actually, two baby announcements.
Mm-hmm. We learned this week that Jimmy Allen and his estranged wife, Alexis, are expecting their third child together, even though they aren't staying together.
I know, this was such a roller coaster. So Jimmy announced that he and Alexis have split up. They are going to continue to co-parent their kids. They have two little girls right now, and they are expecting a baby later this year, and none of us knew about that one.
Not sure if Jimmy's recent move to Florida had anything to do with it. They're both from Delaware. We just wish the family all the best.
Absolutely. And we are also hearing Sam Hunt and his wife, Hannah, are expecting their second child together. Fans at his show in Vegas
got the news first. The couple has a 10-month-old daughter right now, Lucy, who's adorable, and she's being promoted to big sister.
I hope it's a girl. They can have matching outfits. They can be the best of friends.
That'd be so, so cute. All right, everybody, hang tight. We will be right back with Amazon Breakthrough Artist to Watch and ACM New Male Artist nominee, Nate Smith.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I have a checklist here.
All right.
A native of Paradise, California.
Check.
He co-wrote 19 of the 26 songs on his self-titled debut album, including the multi-week number one, Whiskey on You.
Check.
Amazon Music's Breakthrough Artist to Watch Class of 2023.
Check.
ACM New Male Vocalist of the Year nominee.
Check.
Nate Smith, welcome back.
What is happening? What is happening?
We're hyping you
what
up.
What is happening? That is so happy. That's happy.
This is
that's
your
good
list.
News. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, welcome back to the Country Heat House.
Hey, I love the Country Heat House. This is the vibe of the vibes.
You got to hang out here. We do like this whole behind the scenes, getting to know you a little bit better with our Artist Watch program. But I want to know, what part of the house do you like the best? Because you've kind of been in all the angles, all the places. Is there a room you like the most?
I mean, I'm pretty happy in here right now. This is pretty nice. I love the lights here. And yeah. It's very neon, very very bar-esque, but also like mid-century modern and nice. The velvet really brings cozy vibes to my heart. And it's
so
healing.
Glad.
This is a healing house.
It's like HGTV. Mm. Talking about the textures.
The shiplap is just phenomenal, you know? Look at them panels. Look at them.
Shiplap!
Oh my gosh. We are so excited to have you here with us for the first time.
Hey,
we were very
too.
Jealous that we weren't here for all of the other little fun things that
shame.
You guys have been doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So before I had done much prep on your background, I listened to the music, and listening to it, I thought it had a real CCM sound to it.
Hey.
Not just in some of the themes, but also in production. And then I learned you were a former worship leader.
That's where it comes from. That's
oh
where
my
it,
gosh.
That's such a good, like, that's good that you caught on to that. That's crazy. Because a lot of that, just, I like the epicness and the emotional side of music so much. I love epic songs. Like, that's my thing, you know? But it's definitely all interwoven. And the big drums, like at Bethel Church, you know?
Yes.
Like the delays, like, yo, 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 yo. Like, you know, all that stuff. Like, it's just, it's all there, you know?
Yeah. Well, okay, so was that originally going to be your career path?
So I had a record deal on the table from Word Records like 12 years ago. And I wrote songs on Centricity Music Publishing for 3 years. So I wrote in Christian music and stuff. And, you know, led worship at churches and stuff and all that. But the thing I like about country so much is I'm not going to get in trouble for drinking a beer, you know, not that you can't if you're, but it's like, if you're a worship leader, don't be drunk, you know, like, but I'm like, I'm going to be myself. I want to be completely me. So that's the beautiful thing about country is you can just be you, you know, and I love that so much.
Okay. So being a worship leader,
yeah.
I just have to ask, what was the attire? Because when I think worship leader for
What's
my church,
kit?
What is the worship leader starter kit? Because I go to a very rock and roll church, which is like skinny jeans, acid wash.
That's it.
Toboggan, like a beanie.
Toboggan. I call it a toboggan.
They're still
as well.
Wearing man buns. You know, that's still a thing, I think.
For sure.
Now it's like, I think worship leaders have changed. I think they're doing the baggy shirts, the oversized shirts, and like the, you know.
Okay.
It's just
okay.
Getting more and more hipster as we go down
so
there.
So hipster.
You know, I was definitely in that world. There's some pictures I'll show you guys later. It's
oh, good.
Pretty
I was
bad.
So
pretty bad.
Hoping that you would. Okay, so let's talk about your early musical influences. And when I'm listening, CCM for sure.
Yep.
I got that vibe.
Eagles.
Okay.
I'm hearing the Eagles in there. I mean,
that's from dad, you know.
Take the boy out of California. Yeah. You can't take California out of the boy.
You can't do it.
Were you listening to Eagles growing up? Was that a thing?
Like 70s rock, a lot of that from my dad. He'd always have it on. At the time, I was like, I hate this.
Of course.
Then eventually I loved it. Like, you know, you listen enough, you're like, oh my gosh. But I mean, everything, I mean, some of the first like memories I have with music would be like Michael Jackson, Garth Brooks, Elvis. Those were like my first like interactions. And then I got into rock. So I listened to rock for most of my youth and like adolescent and teens and stuff. So Nirvana is my favorite band still.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Hands down for sure. So there's on this deluxe album that we have out, it's, you know, almost all the songs are really rocking, like really heavy and stuff. So I kind of brought that into that deluxe. So I'm pretty excited about it. Yeah.
So at what point did you decide to pivot to country away from Christian?
I don't know if I made that decision even. Like, I'm just so lucky to be here, honestly. But like, I wasn't like, I'm going to try to be a country artist, you know, necessarily. But just getting here, like everything that I recorded over the last few years and stuff, like what came out of me, I listened to a lot of different stuff, but what came out was country, you know? Mm. And like, they've just embraced me and this is where I feel at home. Like, I love it so much. I'm so thankful to be a part of this incredible genre, and they're amazing. Yeah.
How would you describe your music?
I'd say energetic, heartfelt, emotional, epic at times, and just moments. There's moments in the songs and stuff. So I'd say kind of a mix of all that. There's drinking songs, there's crying your eyes out songs, there's fun cruising down the road songs. We kind of hit like all the emotions, you know?
That's always good. Yeah. That's always good. There is a recurring theme of faith and spirituality throughout the project. So would you share with us a little bit about how your faith shapes you as an artist?
For sure. That's one of the easiest questions because basically I was going to be a nurse, you know, I was a nurse assistant for many, many, many years working in hospitals and stuff. So like when the doors started opening up for me being a country artist, it was crazy because it's like all I was doing was saying yes, but the doors were opening up. So I can honestly say like the kinds of doors that have opened have nothing to do with me at all. And like, I'm just like saying yes and like walking through them because it's like stuff's happening that I'm like, that's impossible. That's literally impossible, you know, and just favor and stuff. So that's why I'm trying to steward this so well. You know, like I'm trying to take care of this opportunity, you know, as best I can and take care of the people around me. So it's definitely like God is definitely like the thing that weaves this all together for me. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And favor is real. It's
a real thing. It's a real thing.
Yes,
it's a real thing.
Yeah.
And he's, I feel like, you know, not to like overly do this, but I feel like he's really looking to make sure that you're not going to make it about you. Like that's the big thing. If you're using your gift to like help people and touch people in different ways, like he just opens more doors. And it's like, that's kind of where we've been with it. So
I love that so much.
Try to soak it in. Okay. Debut album coming out April 28th, self-titled, but there's also a deluxe edition of the project coming out the same day. All right. First of all, talk to us about that, because usually somebody puts out their album, they let it simmer, and then we get the deluxe later.
Yeah.
Why all at the same time?
We had a song that's been connecting on TikTok, it's also called World on Fire. It's one of those ones where they're like, are you ever going to put this song out? There's like all these joke things, like I'm going to need to prepay my casket like before this thing comes out, and like just there's a lot of jokes with it and stuff. So just the demand was high, so we went to the label and we just had to figure out like how do we get this thing out, you know? So that was the best way to do it. And I had other songs that I wanted to release. Like there's one I wrote with Hardy that's going to be on there and stuff. And, but yeah, we're like, let's just put them all out. So giving it away.
So in total, we're getting 26
songs.
And 19 of them, you have a writer's credit on.
Yeah.
So how long have you been working on this project?
That's such a good question. Cause basically like I started, when I first moved to Nashville, I wrote a song called Sleeve and a song called Under My Skin. And I recorded those vocals on my cell phone, just garage band, like, and then they sent that to a producer to mix it in. So what you're hearing on the record is that. So it's like the beginning of my journey. And then the deluxe is like, I just recorded these songs 2 weeks ago. So like, that's where we are right now. So there's an entire story throughout the whole project. You can hear it, like the growth and like all that kind of stuff, you know, and ups and downs. So it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Are the deluxe songs the newest?
Those are the newest.
Those are the newest.
So what you hear on the deluxe, literally within 2 weeks ago, I recorded them. So they just got finished and stuff just in the nick of time. So
they're like fresh.
Fresh.
Give us the backstory of World on Fire.
So I wrote it with Ashley Gorley, Lindsey Rhymes.
Only 60 number one.
You know, casual.
Jeez. Taylor Phillips brought the idea World on Fire to the table and they started working it out. And then we just kind of talked about like, in a way,
Like, because it talks about like when you break up with somebody, sometimes it kind of ruins those places you used to like to go and stuff, like that bar you used to go to and all these things. It can kind of get a little tainted in a way, like burned in a sense. So like I related it to the fire that I was involved with a few years back before my town burned down, in a sense, with this song. So there's a lot of that in there. Like, I don't recognize the streets anymore and stuff. Like, those kind of lyrics are embedded in it from what I went through, but like in a relationship sense, you know?
Yeah. Talk to us more about that, because I know you and I've talked about it before, but living through that devastating fire. Yeah. And I think we looked it up. It is still the most deadly and devastating in California history.
For sure. For sure. Yeah. It was just very unexpected. And it was kind of our big fear in our town, because there's only like 1 to 2 exits out there, you know, to get out of the town if it ever got out of control. And it just did. And I was so lucky because I lived on the edge of town. So I was able to get out pretty easily, you know, but a lot of people weren't, you know. But if I would have been there just a couple more hours, which I should have been, because I worked night shift at the hospital and I sleep all day long, but I had a doctor's appointment that morning at 9 a.m. So I had to leave Paradise to go to Chico, which is the town right next to it, just in time. And when I found out what was going on, I was already out. I didn't have anything with me packed or anything. I'm like, oh my gosh. But if I would have been there, like gone, like I wouldn't have been here. So it's like kind of crazy to think. So I think of everything as a second chance now.
So you have a very interesting tattoo on your wrist.
Yes.
Tell me what that is. Is that Hebrew?
That's Hebrew. It's called Fancy Script, I believe. But it's Yeshua. So that's Jesus' name pronounced in Aramaic. And then I've got this guitar over here, and I've got, there used to be a Deathly Hallows from Harry Potter on here. And look, here's the deal.
We were very excited about that.
No, listen, it's that you can still see it. The issue was, like, look, I like Harry Potter. Like, I really do. I love Butterbeer, all the things, okay? I don't love Harry Potter enough to have it tattooed on my body and be the poster child for Harry Potter. Because people are like,
so I got this question from book 3. Do you think maybe, and I'm like,
with okay, Dumbledore, a good guy or a bad guy?
I need to get this covered up, because I ain't the guy to, like, explain all this kind of stuff. I like it. I just, it was on a whim. So that's why I covered it.
We are going to hang out at Stagecoach.
Yeah, please, we are.
Please. There. Are we really doing it?
Yes.
Okay, cool. This
we
is
are
great.
Going
I'm
to.
I'm really excited about that.
You have to be super stoked. I mean, you're going home.
Heck,
this is playing home turf. Is everybody coming out to see you?
They are. Fam's coming out.
Yay.
It's going to be so fun. And I can't believe we get to play the main stage. Like, I literally, I'm like, that is the craziest thing. Cause I'm like, I just like, parking lot is fine with me. You know, I'll be a greeter, you know, like whatever. Like, they're like, we'll put you on the main stage. I'm like, I would. I still will if they want me to do that. But yeah, it's going to be incredible. We're doing a couple shows that day and it's going to be cool.
That's amazing.
Have you ever been before as a fan?
Never been.
Okay.
Never been.
Wow.
Couldn't afford it.
Like, honestly, I was going to ask if you had any tips
expensive.
For us in the dirt, in the desert.
I just
wind.
Hear we got to have bandanas. That's what I know. So I don't know if I'm a bandana guy.
I'm definitely not a bandana girl, but I did buy some.
You know?
Yeah, I'm going to get some.
I bought some.
IV, when I wake up, I'm getting an IV immediately. This is going to be like 100 degrees out there. So I'm getting an IV at 9:30 in the morning. Going to fluid up. And just, I might even have a Camelback with me. I don't know. I just got to stay hydrated.
If you perform with a Camelback, I would love that so much.
I might.
That would be incredible.
Amazon Music Camelback.
Well, okay. For branding. We like it.
I got you.
Is there anybody that you're looking forward to seeing their set?
I love watching John party every single time. I love him so much. He's such a cool dude.
Yeah.
Like, he's so rad. Just chill. He's from my area. Like, we're from the same part of town or part of California and stuff. But I like seeing him every time. I wish I could stay all weekend because I've never seen Stapleton live. I'm really sad about that.
You can watch us on the Twitch live stream.
I might have to.
Please do.
I might have to.
Please tune in. That's
who
where we're
else should I be,
seeing?
It's going to be incredible. Madeline Edwards is one of our favorite people.
Yeah.
We're kind of buddies.
Braylon's going to be
kind of buddies.
Yes.
We are a little bit buddies.
She's great.
She's
I think so. You have to
good.
Ask her. I feel like we're buddies.
She's so soulful. You guys would sound amazing together.
We need to do something. We've been trying to get in the room and write and stuff. It's just like, she's so busy and I'm so busy. And like, we'll make it happen eventually.
You'll barely have time to come down off the Stagecoach High before you hit the road with Thomas Rhett.
I know it.
Going
Cole
out.
Swindell, Thomas Rhett, let's go.
Yeah, the home team 23 tour. Have you spent time with TR?
We've talked on the phone.
Okay.
We've done a little texting here and there, a little text, you know. And that's about it so far. So I haven't met him in person. And then I've met Cole. So I'm looking forward to hanging out with Cole, and it's going to be good. My band is fired up. Everybody's so excited. Like, this is going to be crazy.
That's going to be a fun tour.
Yeah, I know.
And now we got an extra date added in Nashville.
Yeah.
How about that?
Two nights at the Bridgestone. Like, amazing. I can't believe I'm playing the Bridgestone. That's insane.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
It's going to be amazing.
Are you sure about this, everybody? You know?
Like, I can see that whole group. You guys are really going to gel
well
together.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to be able to pick up some great tips. I mean, TR is one person that... He is so grounded and has his head on straight. He's had crazy success, but is also just normal,
wholesome,
everyday guy picking up the kids and, you know, carting them around town.
I want to learn a lot from him. I'm going to learn a lot. I'm going to watch him as a leader and just kind of see how he takes care of his team and just his stage presence. I'm going to just be taking notes.
Perfect.
All the notes.
Mm-hmm.
Where were you when you got the news about the ACM nomination?
I think Chief and Simon just texted me. Actually, no, what happened was I woke up to like 100 text messages is what happened. So I was on the bus. This was a couple of weeks ago or whatever. And I woke up and everybody's like, dude, congrats. I'm like, what? What are they talking about? And so I didn't even know. I was like, what's going on? So that's how I found out. And everybody was like celebrating and excited about it. So that was pretty sweet.
Do you have an ACM red carpet outfit picked out?
I'm actually, after I get out of here, I'm going to go try it on. I have no idea what it looks like.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's your style?
Well, here's what we learned.
We've already established it's not worship leader.
It's not worship leader. We're not doing man buns.
We're not doing man
buns.
Okay.
I was at the CMT Awards and I wore this like nice jacket and stuff. Hot. I was like so warm. I had a fan with me. There's a video of me behind Shania Twain, like with a fan on my face. She's like giving this like serious speech on Billboard. I'm like,
uh-uh.
It's like, go giddy, huh? I'm like... Like, you gotta go to my Instagram and see it. It's so embarrassing. But it's hilarious. I went ahead and posted it. I just, screw it.
Oh, my gosh.
But literally, I stole the show. I was like, I'm sorry. I fan-bombed her.
Have to say, this is the second story that we've heard about the CMT Awards and Shania.
Right.
Because Avrianna was saying that she was peeking at her through the curtain.
Is Shania peeking?
Shania made eye contact with her, and so she looked away, and then she looked back out, and she's still staring at her, so she was like the
Avery's
creeper.
So cute.
Like, this is like so funny. It's like Amazon Music Breakthrough Artist to watch, and Shania Twain.
You gotta watch it. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna not do the jacket. I think we're gonna like strip it back a little bit, because I couldn't do it, you know? I'm hot-blooded.
I get that.
And it's going to be in Dallas and it's going to be hot. You know
it
that.
It is. We don't want to do that again.
No, don't do that to yourself. Yeah.
Okay, so part of being a center stage guest is that you have to sit with us through a round of rapid fire questions.
I'm ready.
That we like to call burning questions.
I might mess it up. Let's try.
Okay, here we go. Don't ready. Think about it too hard. Just first
whatever
thing.
Comes out of my mouth.
That's right. Yep.
Oh, okay. Pray for me, Lord. Okay, here we go. Ask the Lord. Oh, go ahead.
You ready?
Yes.
How do you take your coffee?
I take it like a mocha, like an iced froofy mocha.
What is your must-have on the bus?
Gatorades. Lots of Gatorades. I just guzzle them down.
Bus pulls into a truck stop.
Yeah.
What are you going to run in and grab?
Ooh, I'm going to go get one of those. Have you ever seen those like tornadoes? They're called tornadoes. They're like rolling on the little thing there.
And like
they're
a taquito?
Like taquitos. And I get like the steak and cheese ones. And then I get like the whatever I can find. Anything with queso. I'm like, yeah, that's the one. And I get like four of those bad boys.
Favorite kind of whiskey?
I drink Jack more than anything else, for sure. But I drink bourbon as well. So I do nice bourbon. So I've got some great Wellers and Willett and all that stuff. But
Pappy? Do you have Pappy?
I have Pappy.
You
I have Pappy.
Stop
I
it.
I do. I do.
You have Pappy Van Winkle.
I do. Unopened. 20? 15 year.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah.
And so I'm saving it for my number one party. So that's still supposed to happen sometime soon. So I'm going to share. So I don't know if you guys are there or not, but
I will.
We will be there.
I will be. If you have Pappy, I'll be there.
Just a little taste.
Tiny bit. That's all you need. How did you celebrate your first number one?
I'm just still working. Just working. I didn't really celebrate, you know. I went out to dinner with some of my friends and stuff, but nothing crazy. We're waiting for that party. We're going to let loose. So, yeah.
Bust out the Pappy at the party.
I am.
What was your first big splurge?
I bought a Rolex. This one, Chief and Simon, my managers, they bought this for me after my number one.
Wow.
So I got this guy right here. I love it. It's the Wimbledon edition.
Nice.
And then I went a little bit crazy the other day and I bought all these and then the ring and stuff.
Some chains.
So we had to, you know, ACM thing. We got to, you know.
Bling it out.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Sure. Yeah.
As you should.
I kind of went a little crazy. A little crazy.
As you should. Yeah. You wear it on camera, it's a tax write-off.
Is it?
I don't know.
Thank you.
I was like, don't giving advice.
Jeez.
I play a tax professional on TV. As we wrap, don't take medical, legal,
any
tax
or
advice.
Tax advice
from anything that we have said here today. We are only here for your amusement.
we're going to wrap this up because we all have to go home and pack.
Yeah, we do.
The new album is out tomorrow. You'll be able to stream all 26 songs on Amazon Music. Congrats on all the exciting things happening.
Thank you, Amazon. I love you guys. This is awesome.
Okay, everybody, that's a wrap on this week's episode of Country Heat Weekly. But make sure that you're following us on your favorite podcast platform because you do not want to miss next week's center stage guest.
Garth! I know, he's coming in to talk all about the ACM Awards, but I have a bunch of other questions that I know I need the answers to that all of his fans want to know, so I hope he's planning to stay a while.
Yeah, we're going to lock the doors so he can't get out.
Right.
Plus, we are going to bring you all of the highlights from our interviews at Stagecoach. It is going to be perfect timing to catch up with a bunch of artists before they head into the ACM Awards.
And if you're not going to be out there with us, the next best thing will be joining us on the live stream. Download the Twitch app, follow Amazon Music. Not only will you get our backstage interviews, but you'll get selected performances and a look at all the fun things to do around the festival.
Plus, you get to chat with us in real time. So download the app, make sure you're following the Amazon Music channel on Twitch, and while you're at it, give us a follow too. You can find us on Instagram. I'm the Kelly Sutton.
And I'm, hey, it's Amber A.
We'll see you soon in California. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Country Heat Weekly ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at listenerstudy.com.
Hey, this is Dan Harris, host of the 10% Happier podcast, where twice a week I speak to meditation teachers, top research scientists, and even the odd celebrity about how to do life better. And on a recent episode, I spoke to the huge global pop star Dua Lipa about how she does her own life. What are the non-negotiable practices and principles for her? We talked about everything from radical optimism to her work ethic to her incredibly packed schedule and how she fits in things like meditation. The episode is incredible and actually quite practical, especially when it comes to creativity. Follow 10% Happier on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to this episode everywhere on May 10th, or you can listen early and ad-free on Wondery Plus right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.